You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
The Bureau for Economic Research released the Consumer Confidence Index today, an update on whether or not consumers are feeling confident about the economic conditions of the country. No surprises, consumers are under pressure. They continue to remain under pressure. South Africa's middle class is all but breaking and debt levels continue to rise. We're going to take a look at this and other insights from this index with the chief economist at FNB South Africa, that is Mamelo Matinka Ngwenya. She joins me on the line now to take a look at the latest stats and see what we make of them. Mamelo, lovely to have you on the show as always. Thanks so much for taking the time. Your initial thoughts around the consumer confidence figures. This is probably one of the worst prints that we've seen in recent times coming out of a pandemic, and consumers are clearly feeling the pressure.
Absolutely. I think it's, you know, to your point that the index has not improved significantly. Fine, in the first quarter of the year, we saw it dip to around negative 20, but at negative 13, it's still well below the long-term average reading of about negative 1 since 1994. However, what was quite interesting in this round of the survey is when one looks at consumer confidence per income group, to your point, the middle class still feeling a bit of pressure, but we saw, you know, your low-income households record an improvement in sentiment. And I think maybe just to contextualize that, by an improvement, it moved from negative 15 to negative 9. So not positive, but nonetheless a positive step change. Why do I think that was interesting? That's because if we think about food inflation around the time that we conducted the survey, that increased. And we tend to see that consumers in that segment of the market are disproportionately impacted by, you know, things like inflation as it erodes their purchasing power. And I think during that period, we also saw that, you know, a number of people lost their lives in the Eastern Cape floods. So it was quite interesting on the, you know, given those events, that we did see a bit of an improvement in confidence in that segment of the market.
Mamelo, I want to take a look at some of the other data that came out that seemed interesting. I saw that for the first time since early 2023, we saw a growth in the number of loans in default. Now, that suggests that whatever credit consumers are currently battling with at the moment or currently contending with, they're unable to repay. And that clearly means that not only is the consumer under pressure, they are barely making it through.
Yeah, that's quite interesting. I think especially if you think about it in the context of a central bank that's been easing interest rates. So one way of looking at it is that consumers have potentially tapped into your more expensive credit, unsecured credit, and servicing that type of credit is still relatively expensive. So we're not yet seeing the full benefit of the lower interest rates and inflation that is moderated. That's going to take a little bit of time. So it does suggest that there is quite a bit of strain that consumers are faced with. And I think coupled with this data that we're getting from the survey, you know, I think that's going to take quite a bit of time. However, I think the way that one can also read this data that we received today in the context of the point that you've just made now is when we ask consumers about their household financial outlook, you know, it's still fairly optimistic in the sense that that index is still in positive territory. So while some cohorts of consumers that have taken up this relatively expensive credit, we do see that there are pockets where consumers are in a position where they're not carrying that burden and will participate a little bit more.
Mamelo, what are the positives to take from the latest consumer confidence index? I mean, I'm looking at another stat that says that this increase in credit usage from a household perspective is the biggest that we've seen since the first quarter of 2023. That doesn't sound like a positive, but I would like to see if there are any green shoots that consumers are optimistic about, whether it's from an economic standpoint or at least from a household point.
So I think the way that one can read this data is if you segment it by household income and where we see purchasing power, that tends to be or to lean more towards your high income households. So the fact that they were, you know, confidence in that segment was relatively unmoved suggests that it should be positive for the retail sector over the coming months. So an improvement in retail activity should contribute positively to overall GDP growth. So I guess that's a positive that one can take out of the survey in terms of potential impact on overall GDP growth. I think the other positive, which we're not seeing come through as yet, well, we are actually seeing it in some areas. So unsecured debt, as I said, is fairly expensive, but we are seeing that consumers are starting to participate a bit more in terms of acquiring your big ticket items. So we've seen that the property market is starting to improve a little bit. We're also seeing that consumers are utilizing facilities to acquire things such as cars. So the low interest rate environment is providing some support for your secured credit for consumers that have that capacity. And for those that are still grappling with relatively expensive debt, we think over time the low interest rate environment should be supportive of that segment of the market.
South Africa's middle class continues to remain under pressure, and despite that, there continues to be some positivity and resilience being shown within households. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Thank you so much to the Chief Economist at FNB South Africa, Mamelo Matikinga Ngwenya, for joining us to take a look at the latest Consumer Confidence Index and what it says about South African consumers.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.